This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's been a while since I've said something along the lines of this. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. We never take it for granted. We get the great honor of coming behind the microphone each and every weekday morning, and you're out there doing what you do with those radios tuned right where they are, 550, 1100, 1460, 1090, wherever that is, listening on the iHeart app or our AM 1100, the app. And we appreciate it. We really do. Thank you very much for doing that and being part of the program. This hour, we're going to do something we do every Friday, which is easy to take for granted, but it's really pretty special. It's pretty historic. It is. And that is, we get the opportunity to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer, a United States Senator, for a full hour, taking your calls, your questions, and your comments. And really, it's extraordinary. It is. And we're blessed, largely because of the size of the audience. That's what this is about. It isn't about Scott or Todd or anybody else. It's about the fact that when we call, we're calling on your behalf to say, we'd like to have you join the discussion, be part of the program. So Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, they never say no. And, you know, obviously, there's scheduling issues and trying to get that exactly right. And then Senator Cramer, who started this incredible thing when he was a House member, of an hour on the program taking questions. It's phenomenal. So now, I say that because I'd really like for you to take advantage of it and not take it for granted. And actually, if you have a question or comment, something in the COVID space you see that could be different, in the relief packages that are being discussed, in, you know, anything that isn't getting the attention maybe that it should because of the COVID situation, there'd be another example. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Welcome to the program for that experience that we're never going to take for granted. Senator Kevin Cramer, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody.
I am going to start with one topic, and then I'm turning it over to the audience. But this one has me hot. I can't even believe it. Now, CNN today, why I have them on, I can't explain, but I do. Yeah. I even took a screenshot of it. Has a big headline, 17.8 million unemployed, and below it, it says, millions face uncertainty as $600 unemployment benefits set to expire. The $600 per week added to regular unemployment benefits put a majority of Americans in a spot where they were making more on unemployment than they would at their jobs. So I know the first one was set to expire 7/31. Governor Burgum said that even though he had the opportunity to end it earlier, he would wait until the first package ended and it would no longer be there after 7/31. So everybody had good notice in North Dakota. Are you going to be able to keep common sense in place and have that expire in a few days?
Well, Scott, it does expire. It expires tomorrow, actually. It's actually, you know, people always say 31st, but the actual expiration is tomorrow. And, of course, it will expire. I mean, that's already a given because we're not, the Senate's not in session anymore. We ended late yesterday for the week. That's the one thing. The other thing is, and I'm with you with regard to, the headlines, the fear-mongering, and as we talk, I want to talk a little bit about several people that some might consider even conservative, but what they really are is more economists or economics people. But it's always important to remember, we're not talking about unemployment insurance ending. What we're talking about is the extremely generous $600 a month, as you said, or $600 a week, as you said, on top of unemployment insurance benefits, which for 70% of the people in this country on unemployment, 70, is more money they made while working. I don't, doesn't take a rocket scientist or an economist to tell you what kind of an incentive that is. But here's something even more profound, Scott. 20% of the people on unemployment insurance benefits get double their salary. Double. Now, why would anybody go to a start? And by the way, there are help wanted signs all over. And you're not going to hear that on CNN or see it on CNN. And I'm not really sure where you are going to see it. But there's a strong pushback on it. So to your point, the point isn't so much is it going to expire because it's going to. The question is, what will be in the next COVID-19 package that will recognize that there are some people that aren't going to be able to go back to work, but also recognize that there's an economy that needs workers, and how do we provide the right incentives and the right benefits and the right the formula, if you will.
Would you vote for anything in the way of a continuation of that in the next package?
Well, so these are the questions that politicians should never answer, and I know it sounds evasive, but what if the bill said Roe versus Wade is overturned and abortion is illegal in the United States of America, and there's a $600 unemployment insurance benefit for six more months?
I would help you raise the money privately to cover the $600 a week, so we didn't have to cover the taxpayers.
So that's my point. You got my point.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say I don't. It's dangerous to say what you'll never do, Scott, because when you're in a negotiation like this, you know there's some things we need really badly. So let me create a more rational and likely scenario of potential compromise and negotiation. One of the highest priorities, perhaps the brightest red line for Republicans in the next COVID package, is going to be liability reform for our K-12 schools, our colleges and universities and technical schools, hospitals, clinics, frontline workers, businesses that are restarting, to make sure that the trial lawyers, the number one Democratic constituency in America, don't create this bonanza of lawsuits, which have already begun, of course. There are now thousands of lawsuits pending against schools and colleges. I mean, can you imagine there are colleges being sued because law firms have found a few dorm dwellers, kids, to allow them to be clients, to sue the colleges for psychological damage because they no longer get to live in their dorms.
I think where I hear you going is that this may end up being a bargaining chip of some sort.
Well, it may, but here's what I also will tell you to comfort people and to take it to the next step in the discussion, because I really do want, this is a very important question for me, so I'm glad you raised it this way, because I really do want to hear from normal people now. And that is, there is a solution or a proposal on the table by Republicans that does what we should have done in the first place, although really could not because of the complexity of 50 different states with 50 different policies and rules. Remembering, unemployment insurance is a state issue. It's not a federal issue. It's sort of a federal issue, but it's a state policy or state program run by states. And that is that cap the benefit at 70% of a person's salary or wages or income previous to being unemployed. And the reason we do that now is because we have had the advantage of time. The months that we've been working on this now, as opposed to the gun to the head that we had, in March. And so that's one proposal that's out there now that may get some traction and could be a potential compromise.
Well, I would at least eliminate the most offensive, the facts from that situation, and that is that people can remain unemployed and make more than they would going to work. Nope, nobody that I know thinks that's a good idea. Let's go to some calls here. Some of those normal folks. Kevin and I are not the normal ones. You are the normal ones, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff in Botno for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, Mr. Kramer. Hey,
Jeff.
Could I ask a math question? Actually, a two-part. One is, would you or any of the Republicans be willing or would able to restrict the government through law that they cannot mandate mask wearing in any government public building federally? And B, is the only source of science or statistics related to face masks, just the CDC, or are they getting their information and science from other sources other than the CDC?
This is a better talk radio issue than tobacco laws or signage, Scott. You know, because he Jeff's asking the question that I think is on the minds of lots of people in one form or another. Let me answer the second part of the question first. And when you say they, so for me personally, and I think for a lot of Republicans, the mask issue demands more science than the single source that you're referencing. And I think there are a lot of us looking at other sources. I personally believe the science is unsettled at best. And there's plenty of scientists on the other side that will say masks do more harm than they do good. So I'll speak to the mandate issue after the break, because I think it's really, really important point.
Yeah. By the way, Dr. Mike Osterholm down at the University of Minnesota, an epidemiologist, has chastised the CDC for making that recommendation without science behind it, which is interesting. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On What's On Your Mind. I had to do my own bummer music for a while there. How did I sing? Was that okay? I hope you like that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team, they're hard at work as we speak right now. And anything diesel that you need running better, running at all, maybe it's just on the fritz, your next call should be to DAC Diesel. That's where it should be, because they do it. Trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, semi-trucks, every kind of anything diesel. Literally, they pulled things out of the middle of a field and got them running again. 701-258-5011 or online at DakDiesel.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Jeff and Botno wanted to know what could be done from the federal government as far as in federal buildings or what you know, we're obviously concerned about the science, but what power would Congress have to weigh in on the mask issue here?
So with regards specifically to federal buildings, Congress could pass a law saying that, you know, leaving it up, for example, I think at this point, actually, it's sort of left up to the management of a building. But in most cases, that's the General Services Agency. They, for example, manage all of the post offices, or most of the post offices, the federal buildings, courthouses, things like that. There might be other agencies that own their own. Well, I say own their own. We all own them, but you know, they have their own sort of properties and things, and so they may make their own decisions based on circumstances where they are, you know, geographically and all those things. That may be appropriate, but Congress certainly could pass a law saying it is not, you know, it is not mandatory or shouldn't be mandatory. But Congress could also pass a law making it mandatory in every federal building, and neither of those two things has happened, of course, because I suspect that the discussion and debate would be very similar to what we're going to have on the radio today. And that is that there would be wouldn't be enough consensus to pass a law like that. I'm a big proponent of common sense, but the problem is there's so little of it anymore in so many places. So you take, for example, and I would equate the federal government, frankly, to large chain corporations like, say, a Walmart, a Target, Sam's Club, Best Buy, or, you know, you name it. And by the way, I'd love that because too, because I have a theory about that, that's even a little different, but, that's what happens is if a mandate comes from above, so say it's the General Service Administration that says we're going to require in all common areas in federal buildings, we're going to require masks. So I might have to wear a mask into the Bismarck Post Office, but when I get to my office, I can take it off. The same is true of Walmart. If the Walton family in Arkansas says all Walmart employees and any customer has to wear a mask, then even the customers in Bismarck who may be inclined not to are forced to. But the difference being Walmart, you don't have to go into Walmart if you don't want to. But if you're doing business with the federal government, which is usually determined by the federal
point.
Government.
That's a good point, you know. And, you know, yeah. what bothers me more than anything, and it's pretty much par for the course of this whole thing, you know, you're lectured to, you know, often by people who are, you know, political types, not necessarily, you know, medical or science types, and they're relying on other people. But there's no, here's what we need you to do, and here's why this will happen. I mean, some people have equated the mask thing to the to seatbelts. Well, I can look at the statistics of seatbelts and see more people die without them than with them. Right? So then I can decide I'm going to wear that, and that's why obviously it's mandated. But just give me the science. Otherwise, we're sheeple, aren't we? Aren't we just following? What else do you want me to do?
Yes, Scott. But when you say give me the science, you need to give me all of the science, and then I can make up my own mind. And I think this is what bothers me. Remember last week I said I'm surprised at how easily many Americans have given up their freedom, and I think the mask issue is it. And I know people hate it when they say masks are not a political statement. Masks, like every other thing you do, are in fact an expression of your belief about something. I mean, they are. And if you're wearing one, you're concerned for your own health and safety and those around you and your community, that's saying something. If you're not wearing one, you're saying, I'm not afraid of this disease. You might be saying, I'm a good example. I don't sneeze except when I wear a mask. You know, so something's causing me to sneeze when I have a mask on that I don't have.
Well, here's and I'm not a doctor, but I'm about to play one. Yep. Everything that I've seen digging into this tells me that the particles, if you will, that are COVID. So if I'm next to you and the chance you have of getting COVID from me has to do with some of these extremely tiny particles, a large number of them getting your way. And these masks, these cloth masks that everybody's wearing, homemade masks you get from wherever, they don't stop that. They don't stop it. So now it's just for looks. You know, now it's so I don't spit on you. It isn't, you know, I just, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like. Are you suspicious at all that there is a pack mentality here that has more to do with politics than science behind all this?
Well, there's certainly a pack mentality. That is a given. The idea that somehow there's a moral high ground in wearing a mask is insulting to somebody who chooses not to. And that's no better than some of the bigotry. Some people are burning cities down. So I really resent that sort of a lecture mentality. And I think most Americans do, Scotty. But for some reason in this scenario, and it's the fear is accelerated and amplified by the fact that we don't know very much. And that's a legitimate issue, the lack of knowledge. But we've learned a lot over the last 4 months, and we almost act more ignorant today than we did in April. And when I say we, I mean society at large, because of fear. And yet there are certain things we know. We know, for example, that for people under the age of 70, the likelihood of them dying from COVID is half of what it is with the flu.
70 and under, yep, 0.4% death rate, which, as you say, is you know,
half
you
of
need
the flu.
Yeah, half of the flu. Incredible. Texter says,
I just add one more thing, and then I want to hear from the texter. Here's the other thing. When did we think it was important to test for disease when you have no symptoms of it? I mean, you talk about a strategy that drives fear. If somebody is devious enough to do that, they've succeeded. We got lulled into the belief that we need to test everybody, that testing was the key. But what testing done is enhanced the fear. Not sure we know a little more, but we've enhanced the fear a lot more than we have anything else. The idea that somehow we need to test people just because. I mean, this just seems absurd to me, frankly.
Texter says, I realize this is a state issue, but would Senator Kramer like to comment on Governor Walz writing his own mask law and signing into reality, bypassing the state legislature entirely?
Okay, so it is a state issue, but it is a freedom issue. And Scott, I think even back to the caller's point, I think this sort of weaves into that. Should Congress step in and pass a law or reminding governors and mayors that their power, while they have more power than the federal government, is also limited, that we are still a self-governed nation, and that the idea that you could declare an emergency, and that means that now you can do anything you want. Remember, on the floor of the United States Senate this week, and as you know, I participated rather rigorously and vigorously in two debates on the topic of policing. The same people who say that Donald Trump is headed toward martial law think they should be able to tell you what you can wear in public. That is a great, grosser expression of the lack of liberty than what they consider to be martial law, and that is just upholding the law with law enforcement.
Ryan in Williston, you're next. Dave in Bismarck. Bob in Williston, bunch of texts waiting. Others from earlier. Stay tuned.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants Congress to provide major funding for schools. During a briefing late yesterday, the president asked lawmakers for $105 billion to help get kids back to the classrooms this fall. The money would be used for smaller class sizes, teachers' aides, and making space for social distancing and masks for everyone. Meanwhile, this morning, the White House Task Force Coordinator on Coronavirus, Dr. Deborah Birx, said that it's unclear how easily children can spread the virus.
What I can't tell you for sure is whether children under 10 in the United States don't spread the virus is the same as children over 10. I think that is still an open question that needs to be studied in the United States.
The city of Chicago removed two Christopher Columbus statues in two Chicago parks overnight. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Taylor Swift. She has a new song out right now. I don't much care because she's turned into a political animal now. I wish these people would shut up and sing. But it is a new Taylor Swift song, and someone on your staff requested it. I'm not going to out them, Senator Kramer, but they did request this today as part of the bumper music for the talk radio town hall. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Not so much.
Yeah, all right.
I do admire her work ethic and whatnot. But I heard a story one time from another celebrity, shall we say, that would know in the same world as she works in, who said that her first gold record or platinum record, the first million copies were purchased by her father. So when I hear stuff like that, I sort of step back and go, well, some people work their way up, others just start at the top.
What's that, like being born with a silver record in your mouth? I don't know what that
something,
is, but yeah.
Being born with a platinum record in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I'd have thought of that.
I don't think that would taste as good as the chicken tenders today at PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, sure. West Fargo. That's what's for lunch. PetroServe USA has home cooking. I mean, they've got this down. This is home cooking. It is grab-and-go convenience, and it's just plain good. Barbecue chicken sandwich at the I-29 12th Avenue North location in Fargo. North of Fargo, Harwood location. Two Sloppy Joes and chips today. If you're cruising I-94, exit 292 in Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All the locations have 4-for-4 deals, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink. Check it out. I don't think they have one in Medora yet, but you'll have to wait till you hit I-29 East.
There's an investment idea. Tell Kent we want to talk after the show.
When the
library goes up, you can put the PetroServe on the way.
Exactly right. That's going to be something. Yeah, can hardly wait. Let's see. Breaking news here. The Covington High School teenager, Nicholas Sandman, has settled his defamation lawsuit with CNN. I hope he got a pile of money, I'll tell you.
I hope
he got a pile of money for those fake news losers. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so that just happened. Good for Mr. Sandman. Another sad chapter in the media. Okay, Ryan and Wilson, thanks.
What I really wish is that CNN would learn its lessened by that.
Hey, good luck with that. Good luck with the you know, your wish coming true on that one. Not sure it'll ever happen. Here's their headline right now, by the way. Trump under pressure. Poll numbers sink. You know, it's just every day breathlessly trying to, you know, warn us and scare us. And never mind. Ryan in Williston, go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Senator.
Hi, Ryan.
This is probably the third time and probably possibly the fourth time I've called you about the budget.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like you have really done anything as far as voting responsibly to control spending and stuff. So I just wanted to tell you that if you vote in favor of any bill that requires printing of money to pay for it, you're not getting my vote in 2.5 years. So.
Well, nobody in elected.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thanks for the call and for your diligence on the issue. I wish it was as simple as that, because we couldn't have a military right now if we didn't. That's how tragic the situation has become and getting worse. We're coming up on a point now where the service on the debt is greater than the discretionary, going to be greater than the entire discretionary budget, half of which is the defense of the country. So obviously it's a very serious problem. Of course, it's not unique to the United States, by the way. We do have, unfortunately, tools that allow the Federal Reserve. Let me just give you a statistic that I just learned this week, Scott, to Ryan's point. Obviously, the only way now to spend the kind of money that's being spent is to borrow it. And so the Fed issues these certificates, right? And 59% of which are purchased by the Federal Reserve. Right, so the Federal Reserve issues the note, and the Federal Reserve buys the instrument 59% of the time. Well, and what that tells you is that they're not valuable enough for other investors to purchase. And that's because, of course, there's no interest on them. There's no you can't lend money and make any money off of it if there's not a price for the borrower to purchase it. So all you do is you lend money to yourself, and that's where we are. And that's now what's amazing to me, Scott, and I'd be interested in other people's takes on this. How have we survived this long? I mean, the demise of the budget process of the economy has been talked about for years and years and even decades, and yet the debt continues to rise. Largely on the mandatory side of the ledger, which is another long story. But at the same time, we've had some booming economies through that. But part of it is the booming economy masks the real consequence of that debt. And right now, we've got a spending that's outpacing the economy by a long stretch, because the debt is largely being applied to keeping the economy so that we don't.
And I'm hearing an increasing amount of conversation similar to Ryan, basically saying, okay, Republicans, if you vote for a $3 trillion deal, we're out of here. Now, I don't know what we're out of here means. I hope it doesn't mean vote for Joe Biden, because that would look like child's play by the time he got done. But if you had a magic wand to do it the way you want to do it, what would you do? With this increasing amount of debt at a time that we have an international epidemic that is crushing our economy and everyone else's, which makes it impossible for the economy to grow at the rate to reduce the deficit. So what do we do?
Yeah, boy, you if we didn't have the pandemic, it'd be a similar answer, but it'd be a simpler answer. But we do have a pandemic. So the one thing we have to do is preserve the potential of the economy as we can. And that's why this next COVID package, Republicans are talking about a $1 trillion package. Democrats have $3.5 trillion package. Somewhere in there we can pass. But I'm pretty certain you're going to see a pretty strong resistance at $1 trillion by Republicans. Okay, so that's one thing. But that's still growth. It's just a much slower pace of growth. But it does illustrate your point of the alternative is horrible. But we have the bigger conversation about in general, and that is 2/3 of the budget, or well, about 70% now. And so the other 30% is discretionary spending and the defense of the country, which is the highest priority. Which, by the way, people, we did pass once again for the 60th year in a row the Defense Authorization Act yesterday in the United States Senate, but or like 84-16. It passed the House the day before, I think, their version of it by similar margins. So we are adhering still to the priorities of the constitutional priorities. Kind of not very sexy anymore in the COVID world. But we have to fund that. So until we have the bigger discussion about the mandatory side of the ledger, and that means talking about both revenue and policy, we're not. Well, I want to have a discussion. I'm all on board. I'm one of the few people that will say it out loud on the radio every time these children over at the Democratic and all in North Dakota will put out things saying, he wants to cut your benefits. He wants to cut your benefits. See, I told you he was going to throw grandma over the cliff. And, of course, this is an old, tired argument that it hasn't worked since, why there are no Democrats elected in North Dakota. But I feel so strongly about this issue that we have to have that discussion.
Let's go to Dave and Bismarck, also a budget question. Go ahead, Dave, for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yes, hi, Senator.
Hey, Dave.
I see the country in the future going down the path of hyperinflation as Venezuela with this printing of money. I mean, we have not even seen the impact of the 2-month shutdown. We're starting to see, you know, with the sales tax revenues and everything going on in each state, not being able to cover the bills there. But there's a lot more bad news coming down the wire just from the 2-month shutdown. Now the key thing, of course, for the dollar, what's kept the dollar afloat all these years is that it's the world's trading currency. Now, if that ever changes, you will see a catastrophic impact to the nation's fiscal viability. I just want to know if there's anybody in Washington that knows where the precipice is as far as how much money can we continue to print and how long, much longer can we do it before we reach the point of no return. We're over the GDP now.
That's the big question. That is the 21. Big question right there. Is it possible to know the answer to that, Senator?
So I don't know. Well, here it is possible to know it when you get it, when you hit it and start going down the cliff. So that's one way of knowing it. That may be the way we learn it. But whether or not you can scientifically know it, we've already surpassed it in some situations. Some of the estimates, the things you know, we can never do this. We can never get to that point. We can never borrow more than the output of the economy, for example. That's one of the more common ones. And we've tickled that a couple of times. That is to say that the deficit is greater than in the economy. And so what's happened is then the economy will come roaring back and then we get, you know, beyond it and then it doesn't seem so bad. So there are formulas that they're more theoretical than certain science for sure. And it's a great point. It's a great question. And it's one that I'll tell you some people, just so you know, there are people who do think about this in Washington and talk about it. And I'm on the budget committee. Mike Enzi, the chairman of the budget committee, who's retiring, not seeking re-election, but he talks and thinks about this a lot. Pat Toomey, interestingly, a Republican senator from Pennsylvania, on the banking committee with me, talks about this a lot, warns about it a lot. He's actually the second-ranking Republican on the committee, second to the chairman. Very well could become chairman before long. There are those watchdogs that keep that discussion alive. It's just we're in this very weird time right now. But I'll tell you this, on the other side of COVID, the situation cannot be ignored any longer. You cannot let your opponent's next campaign ad be the reason you don't deal with it. If there's any silver lining, that might be one.
All right. We are going to go as fast as we can with the remainder of the calls waiting and a few texts, too, in our final segment coming up with Senator Kramer. Don't go away.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And the world's all right with me.
Oh, little Bill Withers to give you a lovely day. What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. July summer sale going on now. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. New shipments of GM off-lease program cars arriving daily, like Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises. You name it. They probably have it. Some with very low miles and payments as low as $199 a month. Find the vehicle for summer for your lifestyle and your budget by shopping the one and only used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I'm going to strictly enforce a 15-second question and 15-second answer because I want to get to everybody today, okay? So Aaron and Edgley, really quick for Senator Kramer. Go!
Jinx.
Aaron, are you there?
You jinxed it!
Hello,
it
Aaron,
would have been
are you
quick.
There? All right, we tried. Bob in Williston. Go, Bob!
Hey, Senator, I'd like to thank you for your service to North Dakota and to our nation, and I'd like to thank you for your unwavering support for our duly elected president. Let me switch gears here, sir. As a veteran and a current law enforcement officer, I'm really tired of seeing our brothers and sisters in blue take the beating that they're taking and be ordered to stand down in certain situations in these cities. I am certainly hoping that in the near future, our president is considering and will enact the Insurrection Act, get federal troops in these cities, regardless of what these Democratic leaders in these cities say, and bring in the riot control water cannon trucks and at least the LRAD system that was used in the DAPL, and get a handle on all this violent arm of the left-wing Democrats that's rising.
We have other people suggesting that as well, the military surplus, the water cannons, the the different tools that they have, the high-pitched noise and whatnot. Your thoughts?
Well, I absolutely agree with your sentiment. I'm not sure about all the details of it, but as you know, Scott, this week alone, I've given two floor speeches specifically on the issue of, one on the issue of the 1033 program, which is providing excess military equipment to our law enforcement officials, and then two, fighting back this crazy one-hour speech and an attempt at a unanimous consent amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would greatly restrict the use of federal law enforcement in these riots. And I'm sure you saw it, but it was one of the more interesting 8 minutes of my life, if you want to know the truth, on the floor, because I had it up to my eyeballs with this cop bashing, and I kind of lost it, launched on a fellow senator from Oregon.
Yeah, I saw it and agreed with it. Jim in South Dakota for Senator Kramer. 15 seconds, go.
Hey, thank you, Senator Kramer. You're a great representative, one of the three best in the nation. That includes Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton. I just have a comment on face masks. I have a friend that's had some health issues, which requires him to check his oxygen level and his blood on a regular basis. And he was telling me last week that he put his tester on prior to putting the mask on. It was like 98%, 99%. After 10 minutes with the mask, he checked it again, and it was down to 94. And I guess my question is, after this mask mania is over with, are we going to see a lot of health issues related to lungs due to reduction in oxygen? That's my comment. Thanks.
Well, wow. Obviously, I don't know the scientific answer to that, but that's a question I'm going to get answered by somebody who would know. And second of all, he raises the other point of how many people have had health problems because they didn't go to a doctor or hospital because they either couldn't or they were too afraid to, and now we're seeing our hospitals having a surge of patients, not from COVID-19, but from all the neglected health problems during the last several months. I'm telling you, Scotty, I am a firm believer that we created more health problems than we've solved with this mask mania and all the other overreactions.
Couldn't agree anymore. And Texter says, hey, with the mask being safe, that means we should be good to go for in-person voting now, huh? As long as we wear our masks, you might be able to find a way to turn this. Yeah. There we go. Terry Beach, real quick, go.
Hello?
Terry, quickly, go ahead with your question.
Yeah. I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. And from what I understand, if I wear a mask, I could be in a lot of trouble if I have my concealed weapons permit on me. Do you know if that is correct or not?
I do not know if that's correct. I have heard that if you're carrying your weapon and you're wearing a mask, I've heard some of that. I've never confirmed that, though. Okay, so we'll get my team on that. We'll shoot something to you, Scotty, and, you can let the folks know unless I'm we wait till next Friday, but that's
right,
a good one that we should get followed up
with. A minute left, so two quick texts. Not sure if you've seen this. No, I'm sorry. I heard a rumor that the president is trying to get us back to the gold standard. Does Kramer know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that, but they might be referring to the fact that Judy Sheldon, one of the two people nominated for the two remaining seats on the Federal Reserve, has advocated for the gold standard in previous writings, and there won't be a single Democrat voting for her because of that. Some Republicans are concerned about it. I've always advocated for Judy, and I've interviewed her, and I know her. I've read her stuff, and there's no question she's a little more out there than probably the other four, to which I say, that's have five, because you need these ideas, these new ideas that are old ideas, to continually be discussed. And if it doesn't lead to the gold standard, and probably won't, at least to a better understanding of what the value of the dollar is and why it has value.
10 seconds for an answer here. How is the packing plant investigation going on antitrust and price fixing?
So we don't learn a lot lately because DOGA, that's the big one, but USDA did come out with results from the fire investigation. The first wave of results had said basically nothing. The fire caused the problem. Doing the further investigation.
We're out of time.
If you're concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these Great Plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.